This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Welcome back for another study in life. Yes, it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of information that we pursue here on the Daily DJB program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jennifer is here. Victoria is not. Jay is here, ready to celebrate Mother's Day, right, this weekend. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. Let's see, you have, both of you have your mothers, and I think, Jay, are you going to be up in Cleveland with your mother this Mother's Day?
We'll actually be driving. This is going to be the first Mother's Day I'll get to be with my mom in I don't know how many years. And we're going to be in the car.
That's good.
So that's fun. We'll have fun, though. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that's good. All right, Jennifer, what about you? You're close to your mom physically, emotionally, in every good way.
Yeah, she's gonna. Well, she's you know, she's got my grandpa duty, and so she is back and forth a lot between Colorado. So she's actually coming back on Mother's Day, but not until 3:30. So, so we'll maybe have a quick dinner before I drop her off or something like that. But we're actually celebrating. I'm taking her to see Lady Antebellum a little bit later on in the month. So, or Lady A, since it's now.
That'll be
so fun. Spread it over the month. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is Teacher Appreciation Week. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Educators have Teacher Appreciation Week. If you are able to speak to one or more of your teachers who had an impact on you, hopefully in a positive way, but maybe not, sometimes teachers ring the bell on the wrong side of things. We all can think of one or two or three or four teachers that we really liked. But if you have children, do you help your children show their appreciation? How do you thank? If you have good teachers, it's good to thank them. If you don't, then don't. You don't just do it because they're there. You do it because they're good. So looking back on your time in school, you went to Catholic school for what, the first 8 years, Jennifer? I forget.
Me? No, all 12.
All 12. Me. Is there another Jennifer here?
Yeah, no, I went all 12 years.
Yeah. For some reason, I don't remember. Right, not important. So, Jay, was there a sister?
And my mom was a teacher. So just judging by this, I don't remember explicitly what we did for Teacher Appreciation Week. But it seems like what would happen is there would probably be, like, a breakfast or something that the kids all put on, you know, or that the school puts on and the kids celebrate. But big gifts come for teachers on Christmas break and at the end of the school year. And that's when
gifts? For your mother? Your mother got gifts? I never
My mom used to get gifts, she, yeah. She did. She would get gifts. Now, nothing. Sometimes it would just be a letter because a lot of her kids didn't have a lot of money.
Right.
So a lot of times it might be a letter or something like that, or maybe just like a flower or something. But then when she started teaching, this is really funny and very stereotypical, but when she started teaching the advanced placement English classes in her school, she had a lot of Asian students, and it's part of their culture to, like, really thank the teachers. And so she would get, like, these $50 gift cards. It was like winning the lottery. She loved it.
Speaking of the lottery, Warren Buffett blasting Wall Street for encouraging speculative behavior when it comes to the, there are a lot of different things that are going on, but certainly the focus on all the Bitcoin and that kind of stuff. He says that Wall Street's being turned into a betting parlor, a gambling parlor. This was the annual shareholder meeting on the weekend. His favorite target, investment banks, brokerages. He buys companies and encourages good companies and encourages them to run themselves as they have. That's why he invests in them. It isn't, he buys little, like he's got a bunch of car dealers that he bought recently in Texas that are performing very well. And so he, you know, they were was held by a family. And I think he's bought a group of the most he's ever paid is $7 billion for an automotive group. But typically of the ones that I've heard about, $1.5 billion, $2 billion, for a group of 30 or 40 car dealerships that are all under one banner. That's not a bad deal, right? But the thing about him, he's 91 years old.
It's crazy.
And he still has all of his chips. And he's so believable. He was talking about about brokers make more money the option world is a big world for brokers to make money, but it's not good for the people who are investing. It's good for the broker. Anyway, he's concerned about market dislocation that they have spent this year so far $41 billion buying companies. And he's bought a lot of individual shares. He's been buying shares of airlines, Occidental Petroleum, that sort of thing. So I wonder how many people are smart enough to look at what he's doing, because it's a public company. You can look at Berkshire Hathaway and see what they're doing and just buy the same stock. If it's open stock.
Just follow along.
Yeah, just follow along. Right? I mean, what's the...
why not?
Yeah.
We could call it stock stalking. You've just created a new way.
Oh, perfect. I like that. Stock stalking. Speaking of stalking, I've noticed over the weekend as I did my homework, I do this. People say, well, what books are you reading? I don't read books. I'm like, I've got to keep up with what's going on in the world so that we sound moderately intelligent when we talk about some of these things. And one of the things that's come about as a result, I don't know whether the focus here, because Putin has made it out to be that the reason for invading Ukraine is to get rid of the Nazis there. There are a lot of anti-Semitic incidents. As a matter of fact, the statistics from several Jewish organizations say they have reached record high numbers in our country and in certain states as well. Like we had here in Massachusetts, two or three incidents in public schools. And like even in a junior high school, a swastika on a toilet in the boys' room. You know, that kind of, where do these kids learn that? Where does that come from? It has to come from you. If you're a parent of some youngster, where else do you get that stuff? Or is it so prevalent online that you can see kind of 13, 14-year-old have access to that sort of stuff? Where at that age
easily
do you learn that kind of hate, huh? Really?
Yeah, easily. They can get that access online. 13, 14 years old, they know a lot of stuff. And if they're not getting it from their own parents, they're getting it from their peers or their peers' parents. It's definitely coming from someone. It's learned behavior, no doubt.
But who is stupid enough to think? Do either of you know anybody? I was thinking about some farmers that I knew, and if there would be, you know, because farmers sometimes have a closed-in circuit when it comes to politics and what they believe in, especially given the way the government has allowed Big Ag to screw over family farmers. But how about you, ladies? Do you know anybody who comes from that world?
Not personally, no.
All right, so the timing of this is not meant. You can raise an eyebrow. I saw something about Trump. Well, I wanted to get. So I figured we were safe because Victoria's taking the day off. Anyway, the grand jury that was trying to get Trump got nothing, right? They spent
so
6 months.
So far, nothing.
How much money? And they've gotten nothing. So
don't forget, these are his business dealings. So they've been going after him for business stuff for a long time.
Well, he's vulnerable because of the way he runs his business. No question about that. But, you know, how much? This is like a federal probe. I understand them looking into the feds, looking into his taxes. But, you know, this looks like a witch hunt to me. It always has.
Well, and I think, look, you can not like Trump all you want, but you have to realize that there has been how many investigations now with him at the center, and what are they good for? They're good for headlines, and then they prove out to be nothing. And so if we've done all of these investigations and we found basically nothing, then of course it looks like a witch hunt. It looks like it's overkill. And I would even think that, forget the people like me who like him and would vote for him again, the people in the middle who are like, well, we kind of liked what he did, but we're not sure about his personality. Does it make him look more sympathetic because you're constantly going after him? But I don't know. I can't answer that because that's someone else's perspective, I suppose. But to me, it sure feels like a witch hunt. And it feels like they do it, and this is the thing, to get headlines so that they can push out, I'm going to use the term here, some fake news that is more damaging than anything that they'd actually find.
Well, people believe the headlines, and then when it goes no place, the story's on page 60. So you never really get the end of the story. So that's why I brought this up.
It's really embarrassing to watch. I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Trump supporter. I've never liked him, even before he was a reality star and he was just a socialite on the covers of magazines. I was never a fan of his. But this is so stupid. This is embarrassing. Like,
It is. It's so obvious what's going on here. And then you make people like that, the sympathy that goes toward him under the circumstances. Yeah, I think he's an interesting human being. Frankly, the only time I've ever been around him was when he came to check to see whether my crab meat sandwich was good. Other than that, I've never had any.
Hey, at least he cared about your sandwich.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
Yeah. But I think that this is we overcook, and it's partially the political mindset of people on both sides today. Go get them. Get them. Go get them.
The problem is what we've talked about before is that people are extremely emotional when it comes to Trump. He is a polarizing personality, and they're
very
extremely
much
emotional. And so nobody can articulate – well, no, I shouldn't say nobody. I'm being broad. But most people don't articulate what policy it is about Trump they didn't like, or they just –
I don't like him.
It doesn't feel good, and I don't like him. And it's,
His personality is terrible. He doesn't know how to handle people. He's so rough around the edges. And that becomes a focal point. Most people, as I said this early on in his presidency, that I believed he was bipolar and that he ought to get some help. And his kids may have tried to get him some help, but he's so arrogant that they gave up on
it.
But remember,
what happened to the days where people didn't care what your personality was? They just needed you to do the dang job.
Yeah.
Just do the job.
Yeah. And to be honest, I mean, I know
he did his job.
And his personality isn't for everybody. I found it quite amusing. I liked it. I mean,
that's
kind of
amusing.
He seemed real, and he seemed like, I don't know, there was no pomp and circumstance. It was different. And, there's some people.
But he didn't make people. The president needs to make people feel good. Reagan did that.
When was the last time? I guess Reagan, yes. And maybe Barack Obama, because people felt good about voting for the first black president. But I don't know.
People are going to feel how they want to feel. That's not other people's responsibility, president or not.
Well, there's something to be said for that, too.
Yep.
Thank you for that perspective. It's 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three after the hour now on the devoted DJV program. Jennifer and Jay here. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner. Jay's got an update on Adele. When we look at the trending things on social media, this is all over the place. So she's going to move. She had a deal with, what is it, Caesar's Palace earlier on.
Yeah,
right?
The Coliseum. Yeah, mm-hmm. And then sources with direct knowledge say that she is close to finalizing a deal with Planet Hollywood at Zappos Theater, and the aim is for a late summer start that will run through the end of the year.
So is the Zappos Theater bigger than the Coliseum, the same size? Would people, does it make a difference whether you're at the Coliseum or the Zappos?
It's bigger, yeah. Zappos holds about 7,000 people, and the Coliseum was 4,100.
Was that part
They're
of the problem
when
she looked at it? Yeah, well, yeah. But
I wonder if it can better hold what she wants to do, because remember the rumor was that they couldn't accomplish how she wanted the show to look, I guess, the other place, right? Yeah, it wasn't going to be. Well, and there were a lot of people saying different things. Some were saying it was because of COVID. Some were saying it was because she wasn't getting along with somebody else. And she was saying that she's a perfectionist, and she wanted it to be perfect. She wanted to put on a good show, and it was not up to her standards. And a lot of people are saying that it was also probably because of the not the equipment, but the stage setting.
Well, but then from that has come all kinds of accusations against her. She's a diva. She's hard to get along with. She wants a lot and doesn't want to pay. You know, all of that stuff that has floated around from who knows what the source is. But most of us who like Adele don't want to think that she's that way. But is she?
Who cares if she is? She can have her own personality.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If she wants things to be a certain way, why can't she have them a certain way?
Well, that's
way?
It. She's, that's the point. See,
she's the boss of what she's doing.
Right. And to have the, she's very difficult. You know, would they say that about a man who was in that circumstance? And I think I just don't want to think that she's that way. Is she going to have a baby next year if she wants to? Is interesting.
She said that she's hoping to have a baby sometime in 2023. She revealed that, so we shall see.
What's her husband? Her husband. I
her boyfriend, her Rich Paul.
A boyfriend.
Her
okay.
boyfriend,
right.
yeah. Or fiance, yeah. I should say, Rich Paul.
Right. And so what's his story? Wasn't he an agent or something?
Yeah, yeah, he's an NBA agent. He's a big agent.
Speaking of the NBA, isn't there, the playoffs are this weekend? Aren't they this coming weekend, or are they through this week? I think they are.
They're going on now, I know. Yes.
Right. All right, so here's...
I'm getting all my sports news from Doug. What is happening?
Yeah.
I know.
I'm like, wait, it's already the playoffs time? We
have to check the temperature in hell. Let me look at it.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. How about the football draft, though? What happened? Anybody? Who even knows some
going on in Vegas. First pick went to what? The Jaguars got the first pick, I think. And, you know, we'll have to get the full report because Victoria's in Vegas, and it's a big Vegas weekend. They had Gronkowski was out there at Gronk's beach party. I mean, it looked like fun.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway.
All those sports fans.
All of the, you can get all the sports every day here. Just check the DJV download. No, that's not true. For those of you who are new to the program, we have, as a matter of fact, on the most recent podcast for the DJV program, we talk about race, celebrity news, as usual, with James Corden being our focus on the download. We have the daily download, everything that's gone on the program sort of summarized. Olivia Wilde was served papers. That was kind of wild, right? I thought that was an interesting conversation, frankly. Anyway, I get the DJV download every day at DJVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash. So I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit JDPower.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chief Justice Roberts is just so upset, I can imagine, because he's lost control, people will think at least, he's lost control of the court.
Constitutional expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax overnight. A draft opinion by the Supreme Court poised to overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade case that legalized abortions nationwide was leaked to Politico. Mr. Dershowitz believes a law clerk at the court leaked the document. The document was labeled first draft of the opinion of the court in a case challenging Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks, a case known as Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization. A federal jury on Monday convicted a New York Police Department veteran, Thomas Webster, of assaulting an officer during January 6, rejecting his claim that he was defending himself. Guilty of six charges, the assault charge alone is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An unprecedented information leak Monday night at the Supreme Court reminds us how far some will go to push their personal political agenda. A draft by the Supreme Court of the United States to change Roe v. Wade decision on abortions appears to not only be authentic, but a deliberate attempt to pressure the justices. Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Overnight.
But this was not just an inadvertent leak. I think this was an act of civil disobedience engaged in by a determined law clerk who thought it was so serious that a woman's right to abortion would be taken away that they were willing to risk their bar, their career, their heritage. There's going to be an attempt to break the journalist privilege. There's going to be an attempt to call Politico and demand of them that they reveal the source. Politico won't do it.
They won't do it.
But the case may go all the way to the Supreme Court on that issue as well. And so this is a monumental day. Chief Justice Roberts is just so upset, I can imagine, because he's lost control. People will think, at least, he's lost control of the court.
Former Philadelphia police officer 26-year-old Edsel Mendoza, who fatally shot a 12-year-old boy in March, has been charged with murder. The complaint alleges after shooting at police and a foot chase, the 12-year-old had already thrown his gun away and was on the ground when the officer fired the fatal shot. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain. And they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour here on the DJV program. How do you do? Well, hopefully, Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria is off. The price of food that you're paying at the food store, grocery store, wherever you get it. It's a little early for farm stuff, depending on where you are in the country. Would you say the index was up, Jennifer? It's way up.
Farm prices up 31%, according to the Department of Agriculture. They released a quiet report on Friday saying that the index of prices received by U.S. farmers increased 6.3% from February and 31% from March 2021. And this is, I guess, tracking the prices paid by initial buyers from farms, which is obviously the first step towards how we get our food, right? Food production.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you consider a farm to be. There was an article, and I made I responded to it on one of the social media platforms about cows, and I think I may have sent it to you. I can't remember whether I did or I didn't, but there's a report on methane gas and how methane gas is ruining the world, and it's because of farming, it's because of cows, blah, blah, blah. And my response quickly to the person, it was a Facebook posting, I remember saying, I remember posting it yesterday morning, this pretense that cows are creating a methane existence that will kill the planet, that's not what's going on at all. What the government has allowed and what Big Ag has done is create circumstances. So this was a report based on what some satellite, there's a either that or the International Space Station. It's either a satellite that's measuring methane gas or the International Space Station is. Anyway, the report found that there were locations in certain places where the methane gas was intolerable. And so nobody apparently has been smart enough to figure out that those places are where there are thousands of cows that are in a feedlot, not out pasturing, not family farms where they milk maybe a couple of hundred cows, but thousands of cows that are in one feedlot. And the methane gas, yeah, methane gas is, you can smell it. I always talk about the big farm coming into El Paso from the west. You can smell that farm 10 miles out. The cows, and the, you come into town, they're about a mile outside of El Paso. There's a pile of manure that is like, it's just unbelievable what the government has let these big feedlots get away from. That's not farming. That's commercial industrial cow caring, if you will, and the lack thereof. The average farm, the average dairy farm, gets 6 to 8, maybe 9 lactations. That is, periods the cows milk after they've had their calves, and they continue to milk. I used to keep them 10, 12 months, and then I'd give them a rest for 3 or 4 months, get them bred at a time so that they would have a rest. And with these guys, they don't do that. They just keep breeding them, and sometimes I could get maybe 8 lactations out of a cow, and these guys get 2, maybe 3, and then they just slaughter the cow because the beef market is high, so they just kill them. And, but the smell that you get and the smell they're measuring is from these big, huge feedlots. And by the way, the quality of the food, you don't know when you buy stuff if, unless you're a really educated consumer. Like when you look at a bottle of milk and you need to see where it comes from, does it come from a local dairy? And do you know that by looking at it? Or does it come from some huge conglomerate like Dairy Farmers of America? The Dairy Farmers of America. The real Dairy Farmers of America are running small family farms, and if you're lucky, you can buy the milk right from them. I'm going to start selling. We opened the farm this past weekend for visitors. We had thousands of people come to the farm. A lot of ice cream, a lot of tours around the farm, a lot of saying hi to the cows that are back and talking to the chickens and the goats. A lot of questions about why the chickens are in cages because they used to free range. And the answer is simple. There's avian flu that is around now here in this part of the country. And if you don't keep the birds away from the hens and the chickens away from the birds, they could get it. And I've known a couple of places around here where thousands of birds have been slaughtered because they get the avian flu. And the reason that they're concerned about it is because humans can get it. So it's not anything to mess with. Anyway, that is my response, Jennifer, to your the cost of food going up because the big agro conglomerates are doing the same as the big oil companies that are gouging you.
Well, and also it seems that it's like different sectors or different industries are having more of a price bump than others. Vegetables and melons, they say, are up 34% from the previous month, 68% from March 2021. So that's pretty big. Grain, and you'd expect that with Ukraine, up 6.1%. Feed grain up 7.4%. Grain and oil seed up 5.5%.
Yep.
But that the number for vegetables and melons, holy smokes.
It's a combination. That stuff is gouging. But there are a lot of things that have to do with grains, things that do come from the Ukraine region that are being affected by all of this going on. And the price of fuel, I had to order some fuel for my farm on Friday. And the guy said that I buy the fuel from, you won't believe what this is going to cost. In 2 months, if things keep going the way they are, gasoline will be $7 a gallon. Diesel fuel will be 9. The economy can't sustain this. We will crash into, and I'm not a naysayer, and I don't think negatively, but if the prices keep going up the way they are, there's no way you can avoid a recession. There just isn't. The interest rates and stuff will go crazy, and costs will go nuts, and that's it. So maybe with Putin going under the knife, maybe, as I said earlier, maybe the knife slits his throat instead of cuts open his whatever the cancer problem is that he's got. But something's got to put an end to this.
It's always nice to have happy thoughts in your heart.
Well, I don't wish him well. Look at all the murderous way he's been conducting himself in Ukraine. I don't wish him well.
Absolutely. I just think it's a little odd that he would even give up control, as Jay mentioned earlier on, how he would even give up control of himself and go under the knife for anything.
That photo of him at a table, and he wouldn't let anybody even near him, yet he's going to become unconscious with people around him. It does not make sense.
The first group of civilians trapped for weeks inside that steel plant in Mariupol, they have now gotten out. There's been a number of attempts there to get people who were in that steel plant to go somewhere else, or to get out of the city, actually. If you see some of the video that was posted online by the Ukrainians, it showed a lot of old women and old men and mothers with small children climbing up over the rubble from the steel plant, and they got on a bus and were evacuated. This has been going on for 10 weeks now. It's time for it to come to an end. It's time for these gutless leaders of NATO and the UN and countries, including ours, to do something about it. This is absolutely unacceptable, and I mean, that's the nicest thing I can say about it. It's just in a world, this is supposed to be, we refer to ourselves as civilized. The civilizations around the world, they look at this, and then on top of all that, the Russians apparently have gone in to as many places. I'm surprised they could get in, but theft of priceless gold artifacts that have been in museums. There's one in a couple of museums in a couple of different cities. The Russian soldiers were guarding these museums while people went inside and just extracted stuff, gold objects and gold itself. This is partially how they're paying for the war, with the stuff that they've stole from there. And so meanwhile,
what does that remind you of? It reminds you of Nazi
the
Germany.
Yeah, when they go in
and take everything.
So the Russians are the Nazis here. The Russians are the Nazis.
Killing people for being Ukrainian. I mean,
yep.
Come on.
Yeah. So Zelensky made a direct appeal this weekend also after the Americans were there. He went out, he's connecting to the Russian soldiers that are there. You know, some of them have just deserted. Some of them have turned around and started a fight for the Ukrainians because they figure out, they know once they get there, never mind what they've been told by the Russians, when they get there, they see what's going on. And I read
over the weekend that some Russian generals are just shooting their troops for not being, having enough morale to want to continue to fight.
Yeah, low morale, bingo, you're done. So Zelensky's appeal to them, quote, every Russian soldier can still save his own life. It's better for you to survive here than to perish. So he wants the Russians to stay there, apparently. But either that or the message gets through
to
Russian soldiers.
Right.
Yeah, they stay home, don't come here. But I think they've now, a lot of Russian families have been gutted because they're conscripting people, whomever, right, to come in. I think that's how it's working. But there are a lot of Russian commanders, even according to him. He told the Democrats that were there over the weekend, the commanders are bringing in some of the soldiers and they're converting. But then they lie. Some others are lying about, what's going on. Wow. What a mess. Meanwhile, from the propaganda department, Russia has made $60+ billion in fossil fuel sales since this all started, since the invasion of Ukraine. So who is it that's trying to kid us by saying, well, we're not going to buy any more gas or oil or energy? Come on.
India, China.
Right.
Germany's still on the line.
No, they stopped
last
week.
Poland just got... Yeah. Well, Manila,
Italy.
I don't...
Really?
I think Poland finally did last week. Poland said, Poland just didn't pay because they couldn't pay in rubles, and so they got shut down. So it's still, there's still way too many people relying on them, but primarily India, because Russia lowered their prices, and China, they are getting it now for a song, and they're gobbling it up.
Yeah. I wonder if they can, you buy enough oil, you can do what we've done here, and that's put it, in a reserve.
In the reserves, yep.
Yeah, right. European Union bought 71% of Russian fossil fuels via shipments and the pipelines. So why don't we blow up the pipelines? Why don't the Ukrainians just blow up the pipelines? They ought to do that.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Italy was a big consumer. Turkey as well. And I think France, all those countries supposedly have stopped. But still, in the 2 months this has been going on, how do you do this and have a conscience at all? People say, "Well, I'm more worried about my folks than I am the people in Ukraine."
Well, and this was the warning specifically to Germany when Trump went in there and everybody was angry at him for going into to NATO and being, using tough words. But he said explicitly, "You cannot continue to be dependent on Vladimir Putin," and that caused trouble with him and Angela Merkel for a long time. Now you've got this new guy in who I think, has found himself in a pretty stinky situation.
The new leader replacing Putin. And, yeah.
Right. Well, not Putin, but Angela Merkel, the new leader of Germany.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about the new guy that's sitting in for Putin. Yeah, the new guy, Omar. What's his name?
Olaf Scholz.
Olaf, yeah. Right. I don't get a good read on him at all.
In a great spot. That's the thing, is that he's now got to lead him. Germany is such an important piece of that, and they've been so slow to respond to this point. They weren't even really helping with the attack. They finally gave Ukraine some weapons last week.
Mm-hmm. Very slow. Yep. Not a good scene by any stretch of the imagination. And this also, there were a bunch of Russian troops who've stolen millions of dollars worth of farm equipment from various dealerships. So that's going on as well. Yikes. 48 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
And now a small business setback. Set to smooth jazz.
It's late. You're driving in the rain with only one thing on your mind. The deer about to total your HVAC van. But with Progressive's 30-plus customizable coverage options, you're covered. The rest is just saxophone.
When running your small business gets rough, Progressive Commercial is there to smooth it out. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Twink this sound.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Money Pit time. Time to fix your house.
Leave your wallet at home, though.
Because it's really expensive to buy stuff. The fixing of your home is the focus when we get together with our friend Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, which airs on hundreds of radio stations around the country every week, actually on weekends. That's when we're doing our home improvement. Anyway, ever been a study done of how much work people do on their own, on their home? Like when you go to Home Depot, for example, you go to local hardware stores or wherever, is the most traffic on Saturday morning as people decide, okay, I better fix this or I better do that to buy things and spend the weekend working on, as the seasons change, different things, right?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it's very weather dependent. I'll give you a great example of this. So we wanted to buy a new patio set. And we like IKEA. They have some good stuff there. And here in the New Jersey area, we were finding that all the stores were very picked over, you know, because the weather here has been warmer. So as I mentioned to you earlier, Doug, I had to go out to Ann Arbor, Michigan, for graduation weekend. My son goes to school out there.
Congratulations.
I thought, you know what? It's still pretty cold out there in Michigan. Sure enough, the stores were filled with everything we needed. And since I have an SUV, I took the time to buy my new patio set in Michigan, drove back home to New Jersey. So weather dependent.
Really?
Yep.
That's very clever of you.
Good to go.
Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
And that happens a lot. You know, you always see if it's a nice day, you know, people are packing the home centers and doing those projects because, you know, with weather like it is, most of us are wanting to get outside. We're still in that mind to, like, you know, we've had it with the inside. We want to get outside.
Yeah.
And so when it is nice, that's when sales happen.
When you decide to do things, do you and your wife have conversations about it, or do you say, because you're the expert, hey, honey, What about doing this? Last time I saw your wife, she had a beer in her hand. I remember that.
That's rare for her.
Yeah. Oh, it was your birthday party, so she was celebrating.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Anyway, so how does it work with you in your home, and how do you think most people make decisions about what to do, things that need to be done around the house, projects?
You know, I think it's like this, Doug. So when you buy a house, a lot of folks, when they first get in, they feel this tremendous need to change everything. And I always say, well, why don't you wait and get used to it? Because one of two things will happen. Either the desire to make that change will get stronger and you'll actually do it, or you'll get used to it, decide it's not so bad, and save yourself a lot of money. So I think the projects happen over time, and usually they're the result of sometimes frustration, sometimes need in terms of maybe something's not working too well for you. But I mean, for us, we have some projects that, you know, we've talked about on and off over time, and when the opportunity presents itself, you know, we take them on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's driven by a need. You know, we put a new heating system in and discovered that while the system was incredibly efficient, now we needed more insulation in the floor under the heating system because the floors were cold, where before the floors were actually warmed by the old heating system that was very inefficient and was located in the same space. So
how
often the need like that?
Do you find it to be the case with you and your wife, or when you talk to people on the Money Pit, the radio show, or get feedback on the newsletter that you send out? How often is it a project that both husband and wife and maybe other members of the family participate in? Is that
I think it's pretty
realistic?
Frequent.
It is.
Yeah, I think it's frequent, certainly on the decision side of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty frequent.
But actually doing the work. Like, does your wife, you love to do this stuff,
yeah,
and you're handy at it. Does your wife like to, does she share the enthusiasm, and will she pick up
a
hammer with
you? No, not as much, but she's a great helper, you know. She has her things that she enjoys doing, and I do the things that I enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the focus of a lot of featured posts? You go to moneypit.com, you can find all kinds of things. So what do we have? Moneypit.com/newsletter. What's there that's hot?
So at the newsletter right now, we're starting to talk about, you know, the upcoming, obviously, summer season and a lot of gardening stuff. You know, folks are starting to get their lawns ready. They're starting to drag out their equipment. I'm fascinated by the fact that more and more, Doug, we don't need any gasoline-powered equipment to maintain the outside of our houses. So we're talking about some of the battery-powered tools that are out there and the functionality. I mean, I'm seeing 60-volt 60-volt lawnmowers now, ride-on lawnmowers that are coming out, which is just crazy.
I've seen a lot of this stuff around, and I embraced it with a few advertisers until I found out it was made in China, and I'm just off that. Now, you must be able to find things that are made in America along this line, right? Look for them.
Yeah, but you know, the supply chain issues still impact a lot of manufacturers across the country.
Well, go ahead, excuse me.
No, go ahead.
People growing their own food this year because it's going to be so expensive to buy food. I think you see a lot of people with gardens that haven't had them in the past.
Yeah, we've got a great post, in fact, on greenhouses on MoneyPit.com right now. It's been very popular.
Right. Check it out. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit here on the DJV program, 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.